Numbers chapter 14, verse 6. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephorah, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothing, their clothes. And they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, the land we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel, do not shake your fist at God when he gives you an order. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Spirit of the living God, we thank you and we bless you for all that you're doing and all that you shall continue to do. Father, we ask that you would open up our minds and open up our hearts to receive what you have to say to us today. Father, we thank you for this great gathering that you can only assemble on your own. Father, I can say it, but you have to be the one that fulfills it. And because you have fulfilled it, we will rejoice in it. Now give us what we need in order to get what you've already given to us. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Y'all can take your seats. Jephaniah, I'll just use that. Jephaniah, that's good. That's good enough. That's the reason I didn't take Spanish. This is part three. Move by faith, no skirting around. And I wanted to share this with you because this is the account of the positive people who had spied out the land, Joshua and Caleb, these two individuals. Now, the other 10 were negative people, and they hindered everybody. They hindered everybody. But these two individuals had the proper report. The other 10 individuals said, we're not able. There are giants in the land, and we are like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we're like grasshoppers in their eyes as well. But Joshua and Caleb had a different spirit about them when it came to obeying what God had commanded. Now, if you read back into chapter 13, you'll find out it wasn't that Moses came up with it. It was what God said. God told them that he had given them the land. So now they miss the opportunity. They miss the opportunity. If we can't put my map back up from Wednesday night, they miss the opportunity. And the opportunity that they missed didn't circle back around until after 40 years. So they missed the opportunity. So now they're under new leadership. And I'm going to read that to you in just a minute. But here on this particular map, we see where they circle at right in this area, Kadesh Barnea. And I shared that on Wednesday night. Now, by the time that Joshua is becoming a leader, and we're about to read that, they're all the way up here. They're at this point. This is where Moses gets taken up to heaven. This is Mount Nebo before you go over the Jordan. They've made it from here. They circle here for 38 years. Now it's time for a new leader. So they get to this point. God tells them, hey, y'all been skirting around long enough. Now it's time to move up. They get to this point just before they cross the Jordan and in Mount Nebo. And when they get to this point right here, God changes out leadership. So let's go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua, just stay with me. Because see, I'm not called to have church. I'm called to take you to your destination. I think I get on people's nerves because they want to have good church. All the things that God promised me are not in the wilderness. Your fulfilled dream is not in the wilderness. All the confusion that was created to cause you to lose heart in the things of God, all that happened in the wilderness. Because those things don't operate freely in the promise. So stay with me here. Joshua 1, starting in verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun. This is the same Joshua that was there with them 40 years earlier. He is not 40 years old now. If it's this same Joshua, this is 40 years later, so he's possibly 80 years old. Okay, let's go on. This was Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, from Nebo over the Jordan, you and all this people, to a land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. So he references what he's given, and he references who he's giving it to. Every place that the soles of your foot shall tread upon, I have given you. If you can walk it, you can have it. As I said to Moses, what I said to your leader, I'm saying the same thing to you. It's weird when you hear something different from the parishioners than what was said to the senior leadership. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you, so don't try it. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, as I was with your leader, so will I be with you. I will not leave you nor forsaken you. It's what the word of the Lord says. Now, this is at least 40 years later when God begins to talk to Joshua. After Moses has died, leadership structure has changed. Leadership approach has changed. A Moses can't lead you into promise because it's a mentality. A Moses can only lead you in circles because he doesn't know how to fix his rebellious problem. And because he could not fix the rebellious problem, for 38 years they walked in circles. It was a rebellious root in the people that he could not correct. So they stayed in a place that God did not designate for them for a total of 40 years. 38 years skirting around. So now God gets ready. He said, time's up. My land is waiting on you. Y'all didn't catch that. Time's up. My land is waiting on you. I don't think you got it. It's not that you have to go after it. It's waiting on reserve. VIP on you. So since he could not stop the people that when they heard his word from shaking their fist at him, I'm going to do it my way. I'm my own man. I'm my own woman. Okay. He couldn't fix it. So God's now got he's got a mentor, a man that saw them at their worst times, but lead them into the best of times. I'll miss that too. That saw them in their worst of times, but is sent and anointed to lead them in the best of times. So this whole scenario, I was talking to one of my sons just the other day. He was here doing some repairs, and we were talking about this message, I was walking away, and he said, you can tell those were black folks back then, can't you? That's what he said. I didn't say that. That's what he said. I didn't say it, Lady David. That's what he said. But these are Jews. They got some of that stuff in them that we have in us. You know, stir up problems and it don't even make no sense. Stir up trouble, talking about stuff that don't make no sense. Talking about things that don't add any value to things. Repeating things that are not the truth like it is the truth. That was all free. Now let me say this, and then I'm going to go into the next portion of scripture because I really want to help you. The young man that you are right now, can the old man in you trust him? Can you be a young man and prepare for an old man to be at ease? Because one day, if you live long enough, you're going to be there. Same thing for the women. Can the old woman in you trust a young woman in you to make proper decisions so the old woman in you don't have on a uniform cleaning rooms when you can own a hotel? See, they wonder what I'm doing. I'm working for the old man right now. I'm making sure the stuff I'm doing now as a younger man, I don't have to do when I'm 80 years old. In fact, if you think I'm going to be up here preaching like this at 80, no, I'm going to be kicked back with my red bottoms hanging off the side saying, go boy, go, I got your back. I don't know how you're planning, but I got a plan. So you have Joshua and Caleb. So don't be excited when you're rebellious if you got a crowd with you. Because I mean, we've been hindered so bad. I mean, can I just talk to us as a people? I'm not white. I'm black. I'm married to a Caucasian person, and she's white. Too much mess goes on around us to get things done. Be careful of people who talk a lot but never put their hands to the plow to go to work. So now this thing is moving. God spoke to Moses. Moses is now gone to be with the Lord at Mount Nebo. He didn't cross over. Joshua is now the new leader. And then God takes us all the way over, because you can track everything through the Bible. It's a journey, guys. It doesn't happen just like that. Let me just digress just a little bit. When you got saved from Egypt. Okay? Now you're on a journey, just like you saw on the map. Now you're on a journey. And on that journey, you're leaving Egypt because God wants to take you to a destination. Just saving you is not all that God wanted to do. And most people think, I'm saved now. I'm not going to hell. But now you got some purpose in you. What are you going to do with the purpose in you? What are you going to do now? Now you're on a journey. Now you're on a journey. And things are happening. Conversations are being had. There's a lot of chatter on the journey. And you have to be careful on the journey or you won't be saved long. Because people have the tendency, because it gets so messy in the church and you're all excited and you're clapping and you say, man, this was a great day. And then you meet somebody in the parking lot. I wish I was at 9 o'clock service. Well, let me help you just for a moment. I'm not going back to 9 o'clock service till next year. So let's not have that discussion. Because it sure feels real good with the whole family here today. And if you want to be by yourself, stream in. All right. Because when the time comes for us to move, now somebody's going to open up your mouth. Mark those. Cause division among you. Because see, we're going somewhere and we all want to go. I mean, do you all want to go? I just need to know. I need to know if I'm preaching to the right house. I need to know if I'm talking to the right people. Well, I just carry this type of faith to believe that I'm the Joshua that can get you there. Can I just talk about that for a moment? I believe I'm your guy. I believe I followed my leader well enough that a double portion of his spirit is on me. He's dead, but he's alive in me. I believe I've been mentored well enough. I've seen enough bad on that side that I know what good to do on this side. I believe that I brought myself into alignment enough that when God speaks, if I'm wrong, I'll get up on this microphone and I'll tell you that I missed it, y'all. I messed up real bad. But if y'all will forgive me, because God already have, we gonna get this thing right. I'm not going to deny what I mess up, because I've been mentored well enough to know that if I'm accountable, it can keep me from doing some crazy stuff. And enough people have done crazy stuff in front of you and with you simply because they didn't have accountability. All right. Okay. Y'all good? So let me go into one of my points, then I'm going to go to another portion of scripture. I have a lot of scripture, but we're not going to be here for a long time. Okay? So number one, the enemies of the land flowing with milk and honey have no protection from us in this season. Now, God told them to go in. Moses told them to go in. Joshua and Caleb said, hey, this land is flowing with milk and honey. But those who had given a negative report caused them to miss the season of their entrance. I promise you, you think doors are always going to be open. Even if the door is open, the enemy will have such strategic ability to stop you. But in this case, at this moment, the enemies of the land had no power and authority over them at all. It's like this. They talk about you and then you go viral. Have you ever heard of such a thing? They said something negative. Now all these people see you as a positive role model. So it goes in the reverse. That the power that they would have to destroy you can't destroy you in that particular season. And that's what he was saying to them. Whatever they do to try to stop you, all it will do is promote you in this season. And they would not go in knowing that they were going to be promoted if they just walked through the land. God wasn't asking them to fight. He was asking them to obey. Just get in the land. So what they done, they waited. They waited. They caused so much confusion until the season closed. Now if you fight what you could have won in that season, now if you fight, now you're upset with God because you didn't move in the season that he was favoring you. So Moses represents a season where they did not enter. Joshua represents a season that rolls around again. This season has rolled around again. Some of you have a second opportunity. You may not be as young as you used to be, but you got a second opportunity. Some of y'all never have seen an opportunity like this because you're so young. But this one, baby, don't let this one miss you. Don't let this one pass you by. Talk to some of us old folk that don't have the knees in the back to do what we used to do 40 years ago. So we made up our mind. We're not going to miss this season. We may be gray. We may be hobbling a little bit, but we ain't going to miss this season. Because if you miss this season 40 years later, we don't know what condition you're going to be in. Slap your neighbor high five. Tell them don't miss this season. So the season was open in the days that Moses was alive. Confusion existed among them so long. The season closed. Now God says, I'm going to open up another season under a different style of leadership. God could not open up another season until the style of leadership changed. It doesn't have to die, but it has to change. Old leadership leads in circles. New leadership leads in possession. That's why you got these I am the one shirts on. Because you're not walking in circles. Because if you were walking in circles, take that shirt off. But if you got the shirt on, it means your skirting around days are over. We're not even the same refresh that we were when you... I said said, we're not even the same refresh. Well, I know that refresh. No, that was an old season when everybody was acting crazy instead of indulging in what God has for them. We're a different refresh, and we are the one. So I have this understanding. If I go when he tells me to go, he's going to protect me. If I go when I want to go, I have no protection. Now I'm mad at God because I was on delay. Now the battle I should have won, I'm losing because I'm outside of the timing of God. Let me help y'all to better understand what happens when you're in God's timing. Can I do that? Let me help you with that. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Because this is very important. Because some of us are upset with God because we waited too long. You got to be where he is. Some battles I am not going to engage in once God lists. I'm not going to start a fight with something I can't win with his presence. I'm going to always monitor where his presence is. Because I got a big mouth, y'all. When I get a microphone, I just feel like I can say whatever God tells me to say. Well, if I'm saying what God wants me to say, it upsets some people that will never win against me. Because I'm only where he wants me to be. Okay, all right. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 18. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord and worshiped him. The leader bowed, Judah bowed, Jerusalem bowed. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophet, and you shall prosper." So if I believe in the Lord, and I believe in his mouthpiece, it's going to be all right. Look at your neighbor, tell him it's going to be all right. Verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord. Who they're singing to? Yeah. You got to find somebody to sing to the Lord first. And who shall praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. So that's why we do praise and worship first. And we're saying, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." Now, when they begin to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. All right. You better watch me. I'm about to put a praise on it. I know some of y'all got too dignified that you don't use your weapon, but hey, ain't no height I can get to where I am not going to either bow before God or praise God with my lips. I don't care. I've come too far. And the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. So let me have three men. Three men. Y'all three right there. Just these. Just three. That's four. Look, at one point before I started praising, they were together against me. But see, I'm in my promised land now. See, you know this Sunday, you told me don't bother them. But they saw me prospering so much, they got jealous of me now. Now they want to cause me problems. So they ally together against me. But see, they don't understand that in my promised land, I don't have to pull out my sword. So when I start putting a praise on it, all of a sudden, these two turn on this one. They come on, fight him. They start fighting him. Isn't that weird? Now they were on the same team. So don't feel bad when people partner up to try to stop you. You're like, I didn't even know y'all knew one another. What? How do y'all know one another? They feel like you're their enemy and they came together to fight you. But instead of fighting them back, you put a praise on it. Let me help y'all. The only thing they have in common, they don't like you. That's the only thing they had in common. They don't like you. But they didn't understand. I'm now in my land. I'm where God wants me to be. So now confusion breaks out in them. You'll see it on Facebook. Now, now confusion breaks out amongst them. The two destroy the one. The Bible said, because you continue to praise, now they, let me read. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Sir, they helped to destroy one another. They kept on fighting till neither one of them existed. I know you've been trying to pray it out, but you don't know what caused it. Let me read them. Y'all stay right here. Verse 24. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked towards the multitude, and there they were, dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. Now how does that many people come together and have something in common, and it's to take you down, and then all of a sudden they fight and war until no one escapes? I'm telling you, your praise is something else. Even if you didn't believe in your praise, you need to start believing in your praise right now. And stop thinking about what they've done. Praise until nobody escapes. I don't know what you said. I don't know what you done. But I'm going to keep praising until God finished doing what he does. That's why we had to come together, y'all. We're together because when we release this praise, everything that's been fighting you, everything that has joined forces, everything that's been in conspiracy, every private meeting, I don't know what they were saying in their meetings, but I'm just going to put a praise on it. That's why the Bible says, don't wait until the battle is over. Shout now. Those of you who wonder when you're going to get your money, let me show you when you're going to get your money. Some of y'all, I don't think you understand what these next few weeks are going to be like. I really don't, you don't understand. If the victory of the Bible becomes the victory of refresh, Now, some of y'all are not excited, but I'm excited because some stuff about to turn around. I said some stuff about to turn around. You're about to figure out why you needed to save your strength and your energy. Listen to this. So there were dead bodies. They had fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and the people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies. Precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil, because there was so much. By the time we get ready to cross over into 2024, y'all better hear me up in here. By the time we get ready to cross over into 2024, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it. I've been teaching on faith for a reason. By the time we get ready to cross over into 2024, you will have stripped off all kind of jewelry. It's going to take you days. Not a day. Days. They not hearing me. They not hearing me. They not hearing me. God, show them. Show them. Show them. If they can believe it, they shall receive it. Show them. I know some of y'all don't want to touch dead bodies, but if a dead body's got my stuff, I want my stuff. I know y'all afraid of dead bodies, but dead bodies can't do you no harm. It's these living jokers that can cause you a problem. Right leadership. Jehoshaphat, what's your strategy? We're going to have a worship service. You mean we got all these multitudes of people against us and you want to have a worship service? Y'all better get ready. Every quarter in 2024, we just going to have a worship service. We want you to be with us too. Every quarter, we just gonna come worship. And I want you to watch your surroundings. When we come to worship, everything that had an airline against us. Some of y'all need to have a worship service right now. You've been going through hell. You don't know why you've been under such severe attack. But I want to tell you, the answer and the solution to you being an overcomer is going to a worship service. Engaged in praise and worship. Now, I have to teach our people to praise and worship God, because not everybody's hood, but I do have some people that's hood. And they want to use other means of defending themselves. So what I do is I teach them, when the enemy has allied against you, if you praise before they can get their agenda done, you will already be on the other side. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. That's what the word of God says. While I was dancing, my enemies were dropping. While I was worshiping, like I do it, but pick up your feet, baby, because I believe something's happening. Can I say it? Your praise is a weapon. Before y'all knock something over here. Guess what? Anxiety just left the room. Sugar diabetes just left the room. Low blood pressure, high blood pressure just left the room. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Prevailing. We didn't have some of the problems that we had over the last few years, even prior to COVID, when we were praising the devil out of the house. It's when we start getting dignified, then all kind of stuff start creeping in. All kind of thought patterns start to infiltrate. But what we're going to do is we're going to use our weapon of praise again. That no weapon formed against Refresh in any location shall be able to prosper. I'm going to take it a little further. Your praise is going to sabotage the plan of the enemy financially, physically, in your body. I speak to heart disease. I speak to respiratory problems right now. We cancel. That devil's not going to pass to the next generation. We're going to shut it off right now. And how we're going to shut it off? We're going to put a praise on it. Put a praise. Open up those doors so some air can circulate. Open up those doors. Those are called, you know, on the other side. I don't know if it has entrance on the other side unless we posted it. But there are exits. I want you to look back there. Those of you who can look back there. Look, see that exit sign? The fire department told us we always have to have those signs lit. Not so we can exit, but everything that shouldn't be. So everything that came in here with you. I said everything, low self-esteem, anxiety, whatever, low self-worth, everything that came in here with you, we gonna send it out before you leave. Sister back there, girl, stuff breaking off of you right now. Things are breaking, and when you leave, everything that came in here on you is gonna be left in the floor because. We gotta stop. Look. Now, somebody say this with me. Results. Say it again with me again. Results. One more time. Results. Now, when you're as excited as we are, you've got to have results to shut your critics up. so I just release over this congregation now, since you have chosen to obey the word of the Lord and streamers, I release results over you right now, that whatsoever you believe for, it shall be done. It shall come to pass. When you leave this place, you're going to wreck this city with faith and drive fear out of this city. You want to know why? You got results now. Slap your neighbor, high five, tell him, I got results now. I gotta quit. Are y'all okay with us doing this the rest of the year? Marvin Green, I need you. I need your support. Are you in agreement with us coming together at 10 o'clock for the rest of the year? I need your vote. I need your vote. Don, I need your vote. I respect you guys. I need your vote. I need you. Mr. Hood, I need you. I need you backing me on this. Y'all okay with us coming together at 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning for the rest of this year? Are y'all okay? Because when we cross over, Mr. Christian, when we cross over, okay, some stuff gonna break out before we get into December. Today is the 12th. How many weeks we got left in this month? How many in this year? How many we have left? We got 8. It's really 8. Seven, 6. Come on now, I need some mathematicians in here. So, 6. Okay, it's 6. Okay. Somebody got, is it seven? It's 7. Somebody said it's 6. Now. It's 7. It's 6. I got. But the 31st is a Sunday. Huh? That's one day. Now what I'm trying to. Okay, I want to know if it's 7 Sundays. It's 7 Sundays. 7 is completion, correct?
Birmingham area, we'd love to see you. Stop by, because everyone is welcome at Refresh Family Church. It's full of friendly people, a warm atmosphere, and a powerful word. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. or our empowerment service on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We're located at 117 12th Court Northwest in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll see you soon at Refresh. Want to find out more about Apostle Stephen A. Davis? Well, log on, because StephenADavis.org is now live. That's right, log on to StephenADavis.org now and you can find out all about him. Watch live broadcasts and get all the information you need at StephenADavis.org. Available on all platforms. Log on today. Refresh Family Church. As we worship together, remember our 5 goals: serving the needs of families, reaching the lost, equipping the saints, reaching the nations, and transferring to generations. At Refresh Family Church, we're more than just a church. We're a nation. To find out more, log on to StephenADavis.org. We'll see you next time.